Once upon a time, there was a very different little girl. This little girl wasn't like all the other little girls. She didn't like the boys she met every day. This little girl was a very special little girl because she had a daddy. One morning, the little girl woke up. She yawned and she stretched. She blinked her eyes and she looked around her bedroom, and something felt wrong. She jumped up out of bed and opened the door. Wandering around the house, she looked in the bathroom. She looked in the kitchen. She looked in the lounge. She couldn't find him anywhere. She lost her daddy. "Where, oh where, can my daddy be?" she cried. "Why would my daddy leave me?" she pondered. She gathered herself together and eventually decided she needed to set off on a quest to find her daddy. She searched high and low. She crossed roads and mountains and rivers. And then all of a sudden, she saw a man in the distance. "Oh, goody," she thought. "That's my daddy." And so she bounded up to him. "Daddy! Daddy!" Didn't look like her daddy. But she thought she'd better check. She tapped the strange man on the shoulder and asked, "Excuse me, are you my daddy?"
"No, no, no. You can't be my little girl. My little girl always greets me at the door with a smile so she can take my coat. She always offers me a drink and asks me how my day was. Sometimes she'll greet me at the door down on her knees, offering her mouth to me if I have a bad day. Such a good girl. But you certainly can't be my little girl. She always wears those sundresses and skirts that I buy for her. So flowy in her outfits. But she always chooses to show me that she's not wearing anything underneath. You're not as teasing as my girl. My little girl always lays her head down in my lap when we sit on the couch, so we can watch TV, and when she feels like it, she can lean over and tease. My little girl is always first in bed, naked, waiting. And she always pleads before we go to sleep to feel my tongue and my fingers. You certainly can't be my little girl. She always wakes me with a kiss and a smile, and always makes sure that I slept all right. That is what makes her my little girl."
"Oh," said the little girl, "that doesn't sound like me at all." And so she gathered herself together and carried on down the road. A little while later, she saw another man. "Maybe this is my daddy," she thought. And so she approached the man and again tapped him on the shoulder and asked, "Excuse me, are you my daddy?"
"No. I'm sorry, but you are definitely not my baby girl. I can tell just by the way you walk. When she's been good, my baby girl has a spring in her step and joy in her heart. Her smile could light up the world. And if she's been bad, and I've had to take her over my knee, well, she walks after that is quite distinctive as well. So no, you can't be her.
Oh, the little girl sighed. Well, if you're not my daddy, who is? Are you my daddy? She asked the next man she saw, tapping him lightly on the shoulder.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hands off. Whoa, stop. Who do you think you are? What? Do you want to be my what? No, you see, I already have a baby girl. She's not you. You're gorgeous, I'll give you that. But you're not my baby doll. My baby doll has a beautiful, beautiful breast that... Oh, fuck. It drives me wild. The most amazing, soft lips. God, the thing she does with her lips. It's fucking downright criminal. But I love it. Oh, the things she says to me with that filthy little mouth. She's such a dirty, dirty little girl, and I love it. But what I love most about my baby girl is her eyes. Those eyes just... They consume me. They pull me in. They make me want to kiss her, touch her, hold her, and above all, I love to stare into those beautiful eyes when we make love. So, I'm sorry, but you are not my baby girl. Better luck next time.
Thank you, she told the man. She sighed and carried on down the road. She walked for hours and hours, and eventually she saw a man sitting on the front porch of a house. Excuse me! She called up to him. I'm terribly sorry, but are you my daddy?
Come over here for a second and let me explain why you are not my little girl. This is my little girl. There are many like her, but this one is mine. My little girl is my best friend. She's my life. I must master her. As I master my life. My little girl, without me, is useless. And without my little girl, I, too, am useless. I'm cruel, but she endures my punishments and accepts them as tokens of my appreciation and as the only way she can learn to behave like a little girl should. I often make her wear certain things for work or do certain things at work, wearing butt plugs or touching herself. But the first thing I make her do when she gets home is to take her clothes off. Every now and then, she wishes to eat or shower, but my rules come first, especially if there is punishment involved. Punishment always takes precedence. She's not perfect, and thus is often flogged, cropped, paddled, and slapped. She also recently acquired nipple clamps, which are immensely fun to play around with. She has a tendency to space out when I play too much with her, completely losing any sense of coherent processing in her brain. It's lovely, and she orgasms very easily during it. She brings joy to my life, and I to hers.
Oh. In that case, definitely can't be your little girl. Thank you anyway. The little girl carried on into town. She looked around and saw man after man, but none of them looked like they could be daddies. Then she saw another man. She sighed and crossed her fingers in hope and approached him to ask, "Are you my daddy?"
"I'm sorry, but you're not my princess. My princess has freckles and big green eyes and a smile that just lights up her entire face. And my princess and I like to cuddle close as we watch her favorite movies, as I feed her Sour Patch Kids, as I brush her hair. My princess likes to dress up for me in her tall, stripy socks that I got for her, and those cute panties with the little ruffles on the butt. And she has me put her hair in braids, just the way she likes it. And she likes to give me kisses. And she likes when I take her out to the bookstore, or when I take her out to the library, or when I take her out to the mall. And she gets all cute and squirmy when I use those words that make her pussy all wet. So you're not my princess, because my princess would be sitting on my lap with her arms around me, telling me about the last time that she played with Mr. Bear for me, when she showed me that she could be such a big girl with her mouth on Mr. Bear, when she told me that she liked it so much when I let her sit on Mr. Bear's lap with his toy in her pussy and with her daddy's cock in her sweet little ass. My princess has a cute ass, big and curvy and squeezable. But you're not my princess, because my princess is very far away, and I miss her very, very, very much.
I'm sorry to hear about your princess. I've lost my daddy. He was there when I went to bed last night. And then I woke up this morning, and he was gone. And I've searched high and low, and I just can't find him. So I really do hope you find your little girl. And I really want to find my daddy. The little girl set off back down the road. She spotted another man who could have been her daddy. And so she sighed, made her way over to him and asked, "Excuse me, but is there any way that I could be your little girl?"
"You are different from my baby girl. Let me count the ways. Your hair does not smell as sweet as hers, and I love how her hair smells. Your skin does not glow like my baby girl's. She has the aura of an angel. Your smile does not light up the room like my baby girl's does. Her smile brightens the darkest of nights. Your voice does not soothe me like my little girl's does. Hypnotic, enchanting, calming and serene. Your touch is not as gentle as my baby girl's, like feathers and silk tickling my skin. You do not please me like my baby girl does, obedient, acquiescent, eager to please me. You are different from my baby girl.
Oh, that's such a shame. I did so hope I'd finally found my daddy again. The little girl continued on her journey, looking here and there for her daddy. Eventually she saw another man she thought could be her daddy, and so she called out to him, "Excuse me, are you my daddy? Couldn't you please take me home?"
"No, why would you even think that I would consider doing that with you, hmm? You are nothing like the type of woman that I desire. You are nothing like what I want. Why would you even think that? You know what I like. You know how rough that I like to be. Especially when I come home from a fucking hard, long day at work, and all I want to do is to grab my baby girl by the hair, yank it back so that her neck is exposed, grab it with my teeth, pick her entire body up with my elbows tucked underneath her knees, pin her against the wall, and fuck her senseless until she screams at me to tell me to stop. You know that you're too fragile for that. You know that I would hurt you. And I wouldn't want to risk it. Yes, I do. I do like it gentle too, but you can't give me what I want. You don't have what I desire. I want to throw you onto my bed, and I want to lie next to you and hold you in my nook and squeeze you tightly as your arse caresses the bulge in my cock. And I just want to hold you there, knowing that I have the ability, that I have the promise of the things that I want to do to you later on. But with you, that wouldn't be there. I wouldn't have the promise of the future things. I wouldn't have anything to look forward to. You know? My baby girl would be teasing me, would be aching for more, would be whispering in my ear the things that she wanted her daddy to do to her. You're not like that. And you never will be.
Oh. Well, thank you for your time anyway. The little girl turned and walked down the road a little further. And then she started to cry. All of these daddies who all loved somebody, and none of them were her daddy. None of them loved her. She saw another man on the street and figured it couldn't hurt to ask, so she called out, "Excuse me, are you my daddy?"
"You really are a lovely little one, but you're not my little one. No, my little one has lips so full, so sweet, that just purse at the touch of my thumb as her face falls perfectly into my hand as I caress her cheek. And my little one fits perfectly in my arms when I hold her. You're such a good little one, but still not my little one. No, my little one is always patiently waiting for me when I get home, ready for her daddy. Ready to do anything to please her daddy. My little one knows just how to please her daddy, and knows how to say please to her daddy. And when my little one says please, oh, I know she means it. You're such a lovely little one, but you can't be my little one. No. There's no one like my little one.
She must be very special to have a daddy as kind as you. Thank you anyway. The little girl turned and walked away, carrying on her journey, looking here and there and everywhere for her daddy. She kept approaching men and always asking the same question. Excuse me, are you my daddy?
Hey, who are you? You're not my little girl at all. No, she wouldn't greet her daddy wearing that. My princess is a good girl. She'd still be dressed in her uniform. A simple white blouse, buttoned all the way up, with a plaid skirt flowing down to her knees, with beautiful black tights covering her legs, down to strappy nude sandals with just the slightest of heels. No, my princess would have jumped in my arms the moment I got in the door, planted her soft lips on mine to show how much she missed me. Of course she isn't always so good. No, sometimes my princess is a lot more rebellious, bratty even. She doesn't like to wait for Daddy to come home and help her get changed. So instead of a sweet kiss from a well-dressed princess, sometimes I find a naked, bratty little girl curled up under a blanket on the couch watching TV. I suppose you're wearing something, though. It couldn't be my little girl. No, she absolutely hates clothes. Even when I dress her up in these pretty frilly dresses, she begs me to let her go without panties. Such a big smile on her face, feeling the breeze between her thighs, but she does have to get used to wearing clothes when she's away from Daddy. Only when I'm out. That's all I ask. Of course, you don't seem anything like as sneaky as my little girl either. No, my princess is very beautiful, but she's also very scheming. Especially when she knows she's broken the rules. She likes to put her beautiful long red hair into the cutest fluffy pigtails, and they flow over her petite little frame and barely cover her perky pink nipples. She looks up at me with her innocent blue eyes and falls to her knees, offering up a cheeky grin as her nimble hands rush out for my fly. I like to let the little brat think she gets away with it. She wraps her soft lips around my throbbing cock, pleading for permission to play with her big girl toys as she tenderly laps and suckles, trying to tease me into saying yes. Of course I encourage her. The little princess adores it when Daddy uses toys on her dripping kitty. And she gets the cutest smile on her lips when she thinks she's tricked Daddy into not punishing her for laying around naked without him. It isn't long before she eagerly scrambles onto all fours, expecting a fun buzz to twitch between her thighs, but instead, she gets a short, sharp slap across her tiny cheeks, and another, and another, and another. Porcelain skin turns bright red so quickly. How long would you hold out? 5 slaps? Maybe 10? Exactly. You apologize quickly and throw yourself on Daddy's kindness. But no, not my little girl. She's very, very stubborn. Sometimes despite her tears and her yelps and her reddened ass, she still doesn't apologize. Sometimes I try the carrot rather than the stick. With Daddy at the controls of her touchy wand, I can keep her on edge for hours when I'm waiting for an apology. Eventually, as she moans and squeals, my little girl always gives in if I promise to let her come. No, you're not my little girl. It takes a very special brat to hold out that long.
No. I don't think I could misbehave for that long. I've been bad for Daddy, but he knows I'm just bratty so that I can get his attention sometimes. Thanks for your help. I really do hope I find my Daddy. The little girl carried on, and again, the next man she came across, she asked, "Are you my Daddy?" The man replied,
"Oh, sweetheart. Oh, baby girl. sorry, but I just know you can't possibly be my little girl. You see, you are wearing those cute little Hello Kitty panties. And my baby girl, well, she knows that as soon as Daddy comes home, the panties come off. She knows that Daddy is tired and hungry from taking care of so many people all day. Daddy just wants to sit back in the nice fluffy couch, waiting for baby girl to take care of him. Daddy doesn't even smile when he's home from work. Instead, his hungry eyes stare at baby girl, pantyless underneath her skirt, commanding her, without even saying a word, that she needs to attend to Daddy's needs. You see, my baby girl, she knows that she needs to climb right on top of Daddy and straddle his face. Daddy's breath is so warm and wet between her legs as he begins to nibble and suck on her thighs. My baby girl whimpers when Daddy's eager tongue licks up and down her big girl folds before it finally slides inside of her. Oh, how my baby girl moans as Daddy grabs her tushy and laps eagerly, hungrily, at her special pink place. Baby girl knows that Daddy is only happy when she begins to feel those wonderful lady tingles. You know, those tingles that start to grow when Daddy's lips move up to her little button, surrounding it with warm wetness, gentle pressure, and a caressing tongue. Daddy even makes those deep man growls as his tongue begins to move faster on baby girl's sweet clitty. Just like that, my baby girl knows that it's okay when her hips start to move on their own, rubbing right up against Daddy's face. She knows that Daddy likes it when she runs her little girl hands through his hair and pushes him hard up against her warmth. And then do you know what my baby girl does? My baby girl who wants to help her hungry, tired daddy. She comes for daddy. She comes with daddy's tongue slowly caressing her. She feeds daddy's need, and when she is done, her legs all shaky and wobbly, well then, and only then, is she rewarded to daddy's smiling face. Looking up at her, from between her legs, telling her that she is such a good girl.
My daddy used to say I was a good girl. Oh, I miss my daddy. I miss the way he used to play with me and the way he used to take care of me. I just want my daddy back. I didn't think that was too much to ask. The little girl saw another man, and this time shouted across the street, "Look! Don't waste my time! Are you my daddy?"
"Obviously, you are not my baby girl, because my baby girl knows better than to talk back to me. You, young lady, have a sharp tongue that is going to get you into trouble. My baby girl knows how to use her tongue to please me. She can get me excited by just looking at me that certain way and slowly licking her lips. She knows that a sharp tongue will only lead to punishment from her daddy. You would require a great deal of training before you could ever be my baby girl."
"I don't want to be somebody else's baby girl. I just want to be my daddy's baby girl. Thank you, anyway." All of a sudden, she felt a tap on the shoulder. She turned around, and there, standing behind her, was her daddy.
"There you are, my sweet girl. Daddy's been so worried about you. I left the house this morning, because both breakfasts, when I came back, you were gone." "You what? You left to find me when I wasn't there to wake you up? Silly girl. You shouldn't have worried like that. You know I'll always come back to you. I'm I'm so glad to have found you, though. I'm never gonna let you go anywhere, ever again by yourself, baby girl. Come on, let's go home, curl up in front of a movie. I just need to hold you tonight. Daddy hated that he couldn't remember the last time he held you tight. Just felt you right in his arms. Stay here with me, baby. This is where you belong. Right here in my arms. My gorgeous girl.
And so Daddy took his baby girl home. And they lived happily ever after.